This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Good morning. Welcome back to the NedGroup Investments Insights podcast. I'm your host, Mohini Naidu, and today we'll be chatting to Philip Liebenberg, portfolio manager at ABAX and manager of the NedGroup Investments Flexible Income Fund. Phil, it's good to see you again.
Thanks, Mohini.
So perhaps by way of introduction, we can remind listeners what the objectives of the Flexible Income Fund are and what tools and strategies you use to achieve these objectives.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me, Mohini. Yeah, so on the Flexible Income Fund, it's a classical diversified income fund where we try and give clients a fairly sustainable level of income while giving clients, you know, a high level of capital stability. So typically what we want to achieve over, let's say, an investment cycle would be to outperform a money market fund by, let's say, 1% to 2%. And we achieve this by investing in, you know, a diversified mix of income-generating assets. These assets can be local assets, including money market, bonds, property and the likes, and also including offshore assets, which can also include, you know, bonds and money markets. So basically a diversified mix of local and offshore assets. And with that, we use, you know, other tools like currency and currency hedging to enhance returns over time. But I think the main focus here is to provide clients with a high level of sustainable income with a high degree of stability.
Okay, great. So what kind of investor do you think this fund would be suitable for?
Well, investors, I think most, you know, maybe stating the obvious, but it would be for investors looking for a regular income, maybe investors wanting to, you know, park money for some other use down the line. Typically, you say investors should be, you know, invested for a minimum of 6 months, but ideally a year. So, and the reason why we say this is, you know, we are aiming for outperformance of money market funds, and that does not come without a little bit of risk. So, you know, you can have some negative returns here and there.
Okay, so you've mentioned income a lot, and we've spoken about money market funds as well. So how does the mandate of the Flexible Income Fund compare to a money market fund, which is also considered low risk and some investors could use for income, as well as a bond fund, which gives you that steady income in the form of bond coupons?
I mean, that's a good question. You know, if you look at that risk-return spectrum, the Flexible Income Fund would be just above a money market fund, and even higher up would be a typical bond fund. A money market fund, as we know, is usually priced at 100 and its income is accrued, and these funds aren't always, or they aren't really marked to market. The NedGroup Flexible Fund are a fund that's marked to market on a daily basis, and so are bond funds. So a money market fund gives you, you know, low volatility with a high visibility in income. On the other side of the coin, you've got a bond fund where, you know, the volatility can be a lot more than a money market or the flexible fund. So you're taking on a lot more duration risk, typically investing in long-dated government bonds. And we've just seen, if you look at the last month, if you look at May, where you can take significant month-to-month mark-to-market losses. What we do in the Flexible Income Fund is try and blend the best of all of these worlds and basically give clients, you know, outperforming money market over 1% to 2% over investment cycle, but, you know, with a lot lower volatility compared to a bond fund, but not without volatility. So if you look at the realized volatility, it's probably about 2% for the NedGroup Flexible Income Fund, which I think is, you know, fairly low. But it does not come without taking on a bit of risk. If we outperform, you know, cash by 1% to 2%, and we've mentioned this to investors before, it does come with some risk. And you must be able to, like last month, be able to stomach some negative returns. So with a fund, you know, we say we don't want to have any 6 months negative returns. Internally say, listen, we actually want to see if we can target no negative rolling returns over any 3 months. And that should give clients a bit of a sense of the kind of risk reward that we're after.
Well, let's explore the track record of the fund since 2012, which is when ABAX were awarded the mandate for this portfolio. We see that Flexible Income Fund has delivered 7.7% per annum net of fees versus the average money market fund, which has delivered 6.1% per annum net of fees over the same period. So about 1.5% above your average money market fund, in line with what you're aiming to achieve. Is this what investors can reasonably expect going forward?
Well, I would like to think so, Aminia. At the moment, we're in an environment of rising rates. So I think money for our market funds should do well. But at the same time, we've got this amazing investment opportunity, I think, at this point in time, where you've got bond yields well above 10%. You've got a lot of other income investments above 10%. So I do think over an investment cycle or inflation rate cycle, we should be able to, you know, keep on outperforming money market funds by, let's call it ballpark, 1.5% after fees. But it might be at some periods. I think maybe we're going into a space now where for short term we might be a little bit closer to money market funds. But when rates peak and inflation peak, typically, you know, bonds do well. So we could see some good capital gains from bonds down the line. Now, what our job is obviously to over time position the fund, you know, towards cheaper assets and stay away from more the, you know, more expensive income assets. And that's why having this broad diversified opportunity set, income opportunity set, is so powerful, because we've got multiple pockets where we can invest money in, and this include offshore assets and then obviously local assets. So I think the ability to tilt assets away and towards certain income categories is quite powerful in hopefully, you know, capturing some of that alpha and additional return over a typical money market fund.
Let's turn our attention to the current situation. Now, we've seen 10 consecutive interest rate hikes in South Africa since the start of 2022 to combat rising inflation. How has the fund been positioned to benefit from this environment?
Yeah, it's been a tough year too. I think if you look at duration assets, you know, last year you look at global bonds, it was quite tough. And also on the local side, if you look at local bonds, you know, we had a tough May. So it's been a tough environment for duration assets, but it also created opportunities. If you look at global income assets, I think for the first time in many years, you could argue that global fixed income is investable now. And we have invested in the flexible income fund. You will see some exposure to U.S. treasuries and to U.S. TIPS, which is the inflation-protected security. So I think it's at least fairly valid. So again, at long last, we probably say those assets are fairly valid to even cheap, and it gives a nice diversified option for local investors. On the local side, as we've said, fantastic opportunities at this point in time, although it's been a bumpy ride. If you look at last month, our 2032 bond, you know, it started the month at 10.8%. It went all the way up to 11.8%. So that's why bond funds lost nearly 5%. But in all of this big sell-off, these things typically create opportunities for us. So we do believe these bonds, our local bonds especially, are cheap over the medium term. And when inflation and rates peak, typically that's when you do want to extend your duration, you know, somewhat. We have bought some bonds and extended our duration a little bit. But please, people got to take into consideration, I think the way we manage the fund is typically a little bit more conservative. So we won't have the same, you know, duration as some of our competitors. To make a long story short is we have added some duration in this sell-off we've seen last month, because we do think local assets are on the cheaper side, especially some of the income assets.
Well, I just want to come back to that conservative approach and that capital protection objective. So you said last month bonds had lost close to 5%. How did the flexible income fund fare against that backdrop, given the bond exposure that you have in the fund?
Yeah, like I said, it was a tough month for local fixed income assets. So bond funds, you know, I think they were to be spot on, I think, for minus 4.8%. The fund did about minus 0.4%, minus 40 bips. So I actually think we weathered the storm fairly well last month, while picking up also some good, I think, investment opportunities. I think Klaus got to also bear in mind that because of our diversified opportunity set, we had about, you know, just over 20% of our income assets offshore. That doesn't mean we had 20% currency exposure. So we actually separate the offshore investment opportunities from our currency view. Having some offshore currency exposure, obviously in a month like last month, will help you weather the storm a little bit better. The rand weakened quite a bit. But in the month, we reduced our currency exposure. So we went into the month, I'll give clients the detail, at about 4-4.5% offshore currency exposure. We have trimmed this to now around about 2%. That was also a nice hedge against, you know, some of the local turmoil that we've seen. But all in all, as I've mentioned, I think, you know, our job is to ascertain whether something, whether you're being rewarded for the risk that you're taking. And these sell-offs, and like last month, I think a lot of bad news is priced in now. And we do think we are getting rewarded for the risk that we're taking. But all in all, we spend a lot of time in constructing the portfolio to be robust in quite a different outcomes. And hopefully last month, although uncomfortable for income investors, will, you know, point to them firstly that we do try and buffer clients against these bigger events. We try and put together diversified portfolios, but ultimately it's always making sure that we manage the risk in the fund, but also making sure that we tilt towards good return opportunities when we get those opportunities. So it's always this weighing up the risk and reward ratio when we look at investments.
Thanks, Phil. I think that sums it all up very nicely. So we're looking at a conservative strategy, looking to outperform money market funds by 1% to 2% over time. And ABACs have certainly got an excellent track record of delivering on this mandate. And we can see that the fund has successfully achieved this objective over most rolling one-year periods. However, we just need to remind investors that they need to have the willingness and ability to accept periods of short-term underperformance in pursuit of longer-term outperformance of that cash or money market objective. Phil, thank you so much for being here and to you and the team for delivering on your performance promises.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit nedgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.